This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. I'm Meera Sivasudhi. Multitasking is increasingly seen as necessary life skills with the demands of modern life. Even though digital technology has led to significant productivity increases, the modern workday seems custom-built to destroy our ability to focus. Dr. Jason Settell, Assistant Professor of School of Psychology from the University of Nottingham, is in the studio with me. He's done some research on attention, and as a result, we're going to be discussing multitasking. Welcome to the show. How are you today, Jason?
Great, thank you.
You know, it seems like with the modern day events and our life in general, things just never end. I mean, there's always something to do all the time. How did we get so busy? I can't remember my parents or my grandparents doing the same thing as we are today. And my mother thinks we're mad when she comes visit us. How did we get so busy?
I don't know. I think that has a lot to do with digital technology and all the new devices and constant access to information on the internet, ability to check your email and do social networking at any point in time, mm-hmm. do your work from anywhere.
So all of that has created a whole load of problems. What's happening in the brain that a lot of us now attempt to multitask? Or are we just, is it an illusion that we're multitasking? Is it even possible?
So I think for the most part, yes, it is an illusion, and most of the time we're doing task switching. Mm-hmm. So it's really hard to fully attend more than one thing at one time and properly multitask. So in most of the time we're just switching between different tasks.
So we're not multitasking? It's a myth?
Sort of. I mean, if you're trying to drive a car and talk on a cell phone at the same time, for example, then you are multitasking mm-hmm. in a sense there because you're doing two things at the same time.
Yep.
But whether you're doing them both properly is a separate issue.
There's a growing body of scientific evidence that multitasking makes us less efficient, less effective, more stressed, and more likely to make mistakes. Is that what's coming through in the research as well?
I think that is true. For the most part, most people can't adequately multitask, so your performance is going to go down when you're trying to do more than one thing at once. Driving and talking on the cell phone is the good example, because there's a lot of research on that that shows that our performance driving goes way down when we're trying to do other things.
You've done research on attention, Jason. Do you want to shed more light on what exactly you've done? What were the findings, and you know, how did you go about doing this research?
So most of the research that I do is at the group level. We're looking at, we have subjects come into a lab and do very systematic tasks, recording EEG from the surface of their head while they push buttons and do things in different conditions, and then we compare their performance in those different conditions.
What's come out of it?
Well, we're starting to understand a lot more about how attention works in the brain, which brain areas are active, the time course of neurodynamics in different conditions.
And the results have come out that, you know, some of us could be super taskers. What is that?
All right, so like I said, most of what I do, most of experimental psychology and cognitive neuroscience looks at the group level. So we're averaging a whole bunch of participants who've done hundreds of trials together, and then looking at overall what's the difference in their performance or in their brain activity in two different conditions or more than two different conditions. The supertasker work that we were talking about before is mostly looking at the individual level. So instead of having 20 subjects come in and you just average their performance in two different conditions, what if we look at hundreds or even thousands of subjects trying to multitask, for example? And some of the recent research has shown that for the most part, people do really poorly at multitasking, but there does seem to be 2-3% of the population who can multitask and still perform adequately in both tasks.
Just 2-3%.
2-3%. Mm. So a very small
amount.
The rest
of us are failing.
Exactly.
Badly.
So if you think that you can talk on the phone while driving and still do a good job,
yeah.
That's probably not true.
But what if I am the 2 and 3%?
Well, I don't think you'd want to take that risk unless you had more insight into it. We're really just starting to scratch the surface of this. And, you know, it looks like these 2 to 3% supertaskers probably have genetic predispositions for it. They're, you know, genetically different. Their brains are wired a little bit differently. It's not something that you can train yourself to do.
Right. Okay. So, all right. It's a nature thing.
It's not a nurture thing.
Okay. So for once in, you know, most of my questions is an outright nature thing. What's happening in the brain when we multitask?
So, I mean, that's, again, a very complicated question, but we only have finite resources in the brain. So if you're trying to do two different tasks, you're likely to be recruiting the same brain areas for both of those tasks. And when you're trying to use the same cells or the same areas to do two different things at the same time, that doesn't really work. Lots of stuff's going on in the brain.
A lot of stuff going on in the brain. Okay. We have a question here, a very interesting question. You have to be right. You have to say the right thing, Jason, because someone's asking, how about listening to the radio while driving?
Right. So listening to the radio or even talking to someone in the passenger seat doesn't seem to have the same sort of attentional deficits. There's something to do with when you're talking on the phone, the person isn't there. You're sort of imagining yourself talking to them, and there's something about that task that really takes a lot of attention. So it's using a lot of your resources. So that's why, you know, one of the really interesting things I think that's come out of this work is that whether you're using a handheld phone or a hands-free device, you still have the same decrements in performance. So all the governments around the world now are banning cell phones while you drive. But I'm not even sure that that's a good idea, because if you're holding the phone in your hand, you sort of know that you're there and you're going to be a little bit more careful. If the government is saying, yes, it's okay for you to use a hands-free device, and you don't realize how much it's affecting your attention, that can be an even bigger problem sometimes. People don't even realize that their performance driving is going down.
And when you talk about multitasking, could that lead to poorer cognitive performance?
Sure. So if you're trying to multitask doing two or more things at the same time, for the most part, unless you're a supertasker, then your performance on all the tasks is going to go down.
Okay. So not the best thing, really. Unless you're the 2 to 3%, chances are you're not. You may not want to do it. We'll come back and find out more about multitasking in terms of attention. Mindfulness is something that everyone talks about in relation to multitasking. Are unitaskers the best? Is it the best road to go down as a result? And whether or not our attention is infinite, we'll come back and find out more up next on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Good afternoon. I'm Meera Sivasuthi. We're discussing multitasking with Dr. Jason Sattell, Assistant Professor, School of Psychology, University of Nottingham. We are trying to figure out whether, you know, multitasking is the best way forward for us. Well, the general consensus is it's not the best thing for us, isn't it, Jason?
Yes. It seems that when you try to multitask, your performance in all the different tasks goes down.
We always joke and talk about how women are better at multitasking compared to men. That doesn't give much meaning to any that whole statement anymore, actually. What are your thoughts on that?
So I think, if anything, that's mostly a cultural thing, like most of the comparisons between men and women in terms
but
of...
But it's true. It is true.
My wife was telling me that this morning. I mean, some of the research has shown that, in fact, people who multitask more tend to do worse at it. So it's not something that you can practice and get better at. And, in fact, people who tend to multitask more often are actually not as good at it as people who don't do it very often.
Mm-hmm. What are the benefits of just focusing on one thing? One thing at a time.
So I think you can concentrate more fully, put your full attention, full neural energy into a particular task. Mm-hmm. So you're always going to be better off focusing on one thing.
You know, we're constantly interrupted at the workplace, especially we have an open system, our open office system, as you can see here. And it's easy to get interrupted. People coming by, people talking nearby, that sort of thing. How does that affect work performance? So are you then saying, you know, if it is not the best thing, then are you then saying that the open concept system isn't the best?
I'm not 100% sure on that, but I would say that it isn't the best thing, constant interruptions. I mean, you do want to take lots of breaks. So to maximize your performance, you want to focus on a task, stay with it, but take lots of breaks at the same time. Mm-hmm. So as long as you can focus for, you know, 20, 30 minutes on a particular task, then turn around, take a break, chat with your colleagues.
So 20 to 30 minutes is
that's usually a good rule of thumb for being able to concentrate on a task efficiently.
What are long-term effects of trying to multitask? How does it impact the brain?
I don't think we've done a whole lot of research on that yet, but like I said, the research so far has shown that the more you multitask, the worse you are. Or perhaps the people who tend to multitask more for some reason are worse at it. So I wouldn't expect that you could get better at it.
We can't. Okay.
Although mindful, sort of focusing on a task is sort of the opposite. And you can train yourself to be more mindful and more focused on particular tasks and tune out what's going on around you.
You said earlier that you did some work on attention, some research on attention. What does the study tell us about the limitations of attention? Is there a downside to having a really... Okay, let's talk about children who have ADHD, right? Is that something that you can relate to multitasking and how the brain actually works?
So sure, I think, as I've been saying, the more you multitask, the worse you do. And the reasons for why people multitask could be diverse. But I think people with ADHD would be less able to focus on a particular task. They're going to be multitasking more. And it's probably not a good thing.
Okay. Are you then saying that is our attention infinite?
Definitely not. So we have a finite attentional resource. And so, yeah, that's why if you try to do too many things at once, you're overtaxing the system.
So our brain is not designed for heavy-duty multitasking. What about mindfulness? Everyone talks about mindfulness or mindful training. What is that?
So mindfulness, I think, came out of like Eastern Buddhist religions and meditation. But I think it's picked up a lot, especially, you know, even in the West, people are talking about practicing mindfulness and really learning how to focus on one particular thing, basically finding a way to turn your brain off to all the little thoughts and things that are popping in and just focusing on a particular task. And there is research on that has shown that you can get better at it. You can sort of synchronize your neural networks by practicing, change the rhythms in your brain neurally with additional practice.
Are there ways in which we can start to unitask? Because all of us multitask. I mean, if you open up our computers, you probably see 10, 20 windows open all at the same time. Here we are flipping from one window to the other, right?
So again, you're probably mostly just task switching there. So you're not really multitasking.
There's a difference.
Doing one thing at a time. Yes.
Okay. Because in my mind, sometimes the subjects are entirely different, from health to the arts to, you know, and it almost, you know, can be quite a chore when trying to do so many things at one time. What is your advice for those of us who seem to be multitasking? And I think, and I don't mean to be unfair when I say this, but I think a lot of women do a whole lot of multitasking due to circumstances. What's your advice? I mean, how do we start, you know?
I think scheduling, setting yourself deadlines, and sort of making a concerted effort not to check your email or Facebook every 5 minutes and really just focus on a particular task for 20 or 30 minutes, really concentrate on that, and maybe set particular times a day to go check your email or do your social networking. take a break every hour and spend 10 minutes with that kind of thing.
Does age play a role at all in terms of the brain if you have been multitasking?
So, I mean, I think multitasking is really it's almost a new phenomenon with all our new digital technology. So there really wouldn't be a lot of research that's been done on how that could affect your brain as you age. Mm-hmm. We do know that there are cognitive declines, not too much, but you do get a little bit worse at some sorts of attentional and cognitive tasks as you age.
Are you saying then by unitasking, we may be investing in a sounder mental future, no matter how old we are?
Perhaps.
Putting you on the spot there.
I mean, without any long-term studies,
it's hard to tell.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that there would be any long-term changes in the brain from multitasking. For what we know now, it just is going to make your performance worse on what you're doing right now.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, it's not implausible that it would affect your brain in the long term, but I think we have to wait and see on that.
And with this generation that's growing up with technology, I mean, I can only see it getting really bad. Do you think it's going to be a problem in the future in terms of cognitive?
Well, if multitasking does affect your brain negatively in the long term, then sure, because they're going to be doing it from a younger age. You may not see it as quickly because they're better at the individual task. So if they're brought up using all these technologies, they're going to be a little bit better at each of them. But they're still going to... their performance will still decline when they're trying to do too many things at once. Mm-hmm.
And with this torrent of information, how do we manage our attention, span, and how this information will impact the brain? Do you see that a problem? Because children are on the receiving end of a whole lot of information, especially online. We're moving away from multitasking a little, but will that impact the brain?
Sure. I mean, I think you want to teach them to focus on particular tasks and concentrate, not try to do too many things at once, rely on their brains instead of the internet. And
right. So just become less reliant on it. Your message, Jason, on multitasking and whether or not it works?
I think it definitely does not work for the most part, and particularly when you're driving a car. Don't use a cell phone.
Unless you're the 2-3%, which you never know, possibly. But yeah, that's it. Thank you very much for joining me. Dr. Jason Settell, Assistant Professor, School of Psychology, University of Nottingham, on multitasking on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.